coming up on episode number 1316. We've got a double cover story for you today. First up, we've got Ennio Morricone, a tribute to Ennio, who passed away this last weekend. You know him from a lot of soundtrack music to classic westerns, Leone films, spaghetti westerns, as well as some other things. Plus, a birthday tribute to Ringo Starr, the sad Beatle. I guess, no, he's George Harrison was the sad Beatle. What was George Harrison, or Ringo was the drummer, right? I mean, did he have a nickname like the cute Beatle, the cute one, the sad one, the quiet one? None of that. He was Ringo. He'll always be Ringo. And he's extremely busy.
I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
That's right. So let's get to it. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, July 8th. 2020. I'm Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, later on the show, we're going to have the music of Ringo Starr, Covers and Covered. And before we get to that, we're going to get to Ennio Morricone, soundtrack composer. I mean, you know, composer. Let's not narrow it down to soundtracks. He was an amazing, amazing composer whose work you probably heard in a lot of soundtracks, whose style was so recognizable, kind of like Danny Elfman's style. John Williams, I think, is another one who's very recognizable in his style. And Ennio Morricone easily fits into that class as well. Did a lot of work with Sergio Leone films, spaghetti westerns, classics like that. As a matter of fact, that's how we're going to start. This is such a cool cover. And it's for a song that you're very, very familiar with, whether you know it or not. It's the theme to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, performed by Erasure from their Moscow to Mars B-Sides collection. Here's Erasure, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
time in the West, funeral march, mix one.
Dun 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 d
Escala from 2009, their self-titled album, a string trio, electric string trio. Chi Mai is the cover there. Petra Hayden with her cover of Cinema Paradiso. That is her doing all the different vocals in that a cappella rendition of the theme to Cinema Paradiso from Ennio Morricone. The Human League before that. Yeah, Human League doing a cover of Once Upon a Time in the West. This is from a B-side bootleg version. The Golden Hour of the Future is the album where you can find that. Collecting a lot of these rarities. There's also a cover of Reach Out, I'll Be There with the Future. That one came out in 2008. And then we start off with Erasure, another B-side, by the way, from their Moscow to Mars big box set, which was such a great Indiegogo or Kickstarter. I can't remember where I backed that, but I'm so glad I did. Erasure and their cover of the theme to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And they absolutely erasure it up. They couldn't make that thing sound any more erasure than it does. This next one comes from an album called We All Love Ennio Morricone, which sounds like it might have been part of a concert or part of an ensemble piece, because the songs blend together. They fit together beautifully. A lot of them actually performed by Ennio Morricone, but they've also got some other ones with some great vocalists in there. I know Metallica is part of that. We're going to hear a little bit from them later. Celine Dion is in there. And this one right here from Pink Floyd, or formerly from Pink Floyd, of course. Here is Roger Waters and his cover of Lost Boys Calling.
Come hold me now, I am not gone. I would not leave you here alone in this dead calm beneath the waves. I can still hear those lost boys calling. You could not speak, you were afraid to take the risk of being left again, and so you tipped your hat and waved, and then you turned back up the gangway of that steel tomb again. And in Mott Street in July, when I hear those seabirds cry, I hold the child in the man, the child that we silence of the grave. I still hear those lost boys calling. We left them there when they were young. The men were gone until the West was won. And now there's nothing left but time to kill. You never took us fishing, Dad, and now you never will. And in Mott Street in July, when she hears the seabirds cry, she holds the child in the man, the child that we thank you.
Apollo 440 with a remix from the Morricone RMX album from a few years back with the man with the harmonica, that one from the end of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Before that, The Ecstasy of Gold. You kind of were expecting that one, weren't you? Metallica live with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra from their S&M album from 1999. Great opener. Great concert opener right there. Bianca Calandra with Hollywood Mon Amour from 2008 with a cover of It's Wrong for Me to Love You. It's not wrong for me to love her voice. It is just so pure and honest. It's not pretentious. It's not overproduced. It's a very real sounding voice, and I just love her sound. And Roger Waters at the top of that set. From We All Love Ennio Morricone with a cover of Lost Boys Calling. I don't know what movie that one's from, but really like the lyrics in that one. Really pretty and sad lyrics from that one with vocals by Roger Waters. That's a great album, by the way. I listened to that whole thing twice this morning, and it's just got such a great flow through. Andre Bocelli is in there. I'm trying to think of other performers. Vanessa and the O's do a French cover. It's really, really good, and it's a solid album from start to finish. We all love Ennio Morricone, and it's true. We do all love Ennio Morricone. Great tribute. Hopefully it inspires you to check out some of the movies that he wrote the music for. It certainly has for me. Moving on with peace and love to our next set. This one is a tribute to Ringo Starr. Now, normally every year I do birthday tribute, or not birthday tributes, a Thanksgiving tribute to the Beatles. So I'm not going to do a whole big Beatles thing. I just want to kind of focus on a couple of Ringo Starr tracks, especially a couple of Ringo Starr tracks, Beatles tracks that Ringo Starr obviously did the vocals for, but some of his solo stuff as well. And his first hit was this song right here, It Don't Come Easy, which was co-written with George Harrison. Initially didn't give enough credit to George, and then later on he mentioned it everywhere, kind of did a mea culpa and said, yeah, George couldn't have done it without him, and he co-wrote it and all that stuff. Now, during the sessions of recording It Don't Come Easy, which, by the way, was a little bit of the tipping point with Ringo's feud with Paul McCartney, Paul was releasing his first solo album around the same time that Ringo was releasing his, and there were some issues with that caused a big rift between the two. It was actually Sentimental Journey was the album, not It Don't Come Easy. Anyway, here is It Don't Come Easy from those early recording sessions with George Harrison. This one just features George Harrison on vocals. You're even going to hear a little bit of a Hare Krishna in here. Here's It Don't Come Easy, which would later be released by Ringo Starr.
Don't come easy. You know it. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He let us in, knows where we've been in an octopus's garden in the shade. I asked my friend to come and see an octopus this garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm in a little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our heads on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. About the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy and need no one to tell us what to do. I'd like to be under the sea, the octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. Oh, in an octopus's garden with you. I love you, octopus.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I told with all my heart and soul how I adore you, darling? I'm telling you now. This heart would break into if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Dear, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. Have I told you lately that I miss you when the stars are shining in the sky. Have I told you why the nights are long when you're not with me, darling? I'm telling you now. This heart would break into if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Dear, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. This heart would break into if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Dear, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends.
I get high with a little help from my friends.
I'm going to try with a little help from my friends.
What do I do when my love is away? Does it worry you to be alone?
Turn out the light.
with a little help from my friends, the Beat Bugs, from that Netflix kids series that turned out some really, really good covers and a couple really weird covers. The Beat Bugs with little help from my friends. That one from season 2, which came out in 2016. Ringo Starr with the cover of Have I Told You Lately That I Love You? An old standard, first released by Gene Autry. That one comes from Ringo's first solo album, which came out in 1970, called Sentimental Journey. Before that, Samson Trin and the Upper East Side with their cover of Octopus's Garden. That one from a 2010 album called The Abbey Road Project. Ringo Ska with a cover of I Want to Be Your Man. That one from an album called Betholdzalit Parat from 2009. The Beatles, not the original version on that one, although it was written by Lennon and McCartney. Mostly McCartney with a little bit of help from his friends, Lennon. It was originally released by the Rolling Stones, as pointed out by Ringo Sue in the chat room. Good catch, Ringo Sue. Ringo Ska providing that ska version of I Want to Be Your Man. We start things off with a demo version, a session bootleg, George Harrison's vocals on It Don't Come Easy during those early recording sessions for that song, which would later, of course, be released by Ringo Starr with Peace and Love. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Happy 80th birthday to Ringo Starr. If I haven't said it yet, I'll say it right there. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. Follow me on Twitter @Coverville and visit coverville.com for everything else you could possibly need with regard to cover songs. It's all right there, coverville.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show, as well as a Guess the Connection coming up this Friday at 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time at twitch.tv/coverville. Make sure you're there for that. twitch.tv/coverville for Guess the Connection. We'll see you next time. This is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com.